This is Al Simpson. The Hatch Act is very needed to keep able government workers from turning into political hacks. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in the heat of passion, lust for more union PAC money, Democrats have completely ignored the consequences of gutting the Hatch Act. Common Cause has their antenna up. This one they know, before the law, many federal workers had to sell their soul to the powers that be if they wanted to work for the government. The Hatch Act is the only thing keeping federal unions from becoming full-fledged partisan political hack machines. Ted, when you consider that 93% of all federal union PAC money goes to Democrats, it doesn't take a Sherlock Holmes to figure out where greedy Dems get their inspiration. Careful, Ted. Remember, those who manipulate the laws to meet partisan political objectives are known as fat cats. Remember the old Democrat machines of Boss Tweed and Tammany Hall in Boston. That's why we have a Hatch Act. Times may change, pal, but human nature sure does not.
Al, your Republican inferiority complex is showing. You're so afraid federal employees will work to elect Democrats, you're willing to deny their basic right to participate in the political system. The Hatch Act made sense in another era to protect federal workers from political exploitation by their bosses. But the act is prehistoric. It belongs in Jurassic Park with the other dinosaurs. Sure, let's keep politics out of the workplace, but federal employees should be able to participate in political activities in their spare time. Under the Hatch Act, they can't even stuff envelopes or pass out campaign brochures in their communities. Just because people work for the government doesn't mean they have to give up fundamental rights. When the issue is good government, you always say no. No to accessible voter registration. No to limits on campaign spending. No to Hatch Act reform. You'd better stop that losing streak, Al, before the voters stopped you in 1994. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.